So they'll reset, work their way back to center with a 2-0 lead for Hallie Krueger of New London. 26 seconds left on the board. They'll restart here, and Krueger is top side. Kugi is on the bottom side. Krueger goes right to that arm bar, just takes her right, returns her to the mat, slips in that arm bar, looking for the near wrist underneath. Gives up on that, goes to a half Nelson. Now she's starting to drive that over. Quite a bit of power there behind Haley Krueger. They got to get reset here at the end of that period. It is 2-0 for Haley Krueger.
4-3 score, David Moline in the second period. In quest of a second state title, holding a slim advantage against Carter Luke of Stratford, but Luke close to a takedown that would give him the lead.
Haley Krueger starts in the bottom position as Kara Kugi is in the top, and Kruger's going to end up getting the escape, so she'll go up 3-0 now with 1:40 to go in the second period. Krueger really takes after that 2-on-1 tie there. Grabs one wrist with both hands and gets it off to the side there, trying to set up her takedown. There's the attempt from Kugi. The Krueger puts the front headlock in, buries her head in the waist, and just comes around the corner. A nice, easy takedown for Haley Krueger. She goes up to nothing.
Aquinas has one state champion, Jake Fitzpatrick, here tonight. He claims his second title. David Moline would like to do the same, but his match is still 4-4, David.
We're going to have to restart here with potentially dangerous, I believe. And, oh, another eye contact issue here for Kugi. Like she's getting set here. Now they're going to call it injury time. Got it in there, but seems to be maybe bothering her a little bit. Like she's going to try to keep going with it here as she's all set in the center on down in the referee's position. And Krueger will cover off the whistle. Good stand-up attempt there for Kugi. Breaks that hand control, but Krueger drops down on the leg. Tries to pick that up. Now she's in on a single leg as they're down on the mat. Trying to step up through. And Kugi rips that off, comes to her feet. Kara Kugi gets her first points on the board, 5-1. 40 seconds to go in the second period. There's a shot attempt there for Kugi. Head inside single, trying to circle around it, but Kruger's doing a good job of blocking that. Reaches down, tries to grab the ankle, just sitting there keeping it blocked. Now she goes to that front headlock. She buries that head in there. She's that lead right there. She could grab it like she did last time. There she grabs behind the knee on her near side. Kugi's just got to work to get off the mat, and she does. We'll have a stalemate, and they'll both start back in the ref or neutral position. 13 seconds to go in second period, 5-1 lead. Haley Krueger. The girls' 152-pound championship match. Coming to the end of the second period, it's going to continue to be a 5-1 lead for Krueger.
This is the weight class that Verocua's Maddie Zuby participated in. Maddie with a couple of wins in the tournament, but failed to place. Brittany Petchy of River Ridge placed third here, and her only loss in the entire tournament came in the quarterfinals to Kara Lugie. That was a 9-1 win, or Lugie, I should say, over Petchy, who bounced all the way back with four wins and captured third place for River Ridge.
Lugie's down, but she's trying hard to come up, and she ends up getting a stalling call in her favor against Krueger. Krueger was just setting on that ankle, not advancing and coming up. So they'll stop that, and they'll get reset. Kugi is still down. popped up to her feet off the whistle, worked her way back up as Kruger had returned her to the mat. Now Kruger's got control, riding on the left side, holding on to a four-point lead here. Jake Stoffel just won Division One for Appleton North. You know how sometimes they pick up their coach? He picked up his coach and dumped him on the mat. That was quite a takedown. After he'd already won the state title, he took down his, I don't know if his head coach or assistant, but took him down with authority. Meanwhile, Kara Kugi gets another penalty point, so now she's down by three with just over a minute to go as Kruger is struggling on top to advance anything. Like David Moline is a winner. It wasn't easy, but he wins his second state title 7-5 at 175 pounds over Carter Luth of Stratford. Kara Kugi is doing her best as she pops up every time, and finally she's awarded an escape, so now she's only down by two, chipping away at this lead here for Kruger is Kara Kugi from Lomira. 35 seconds to go in this match here. Now they're going to go off the mat. They'll have to reset with 24 seconds. Looks like Division II has got a final. We'll get that here shortly. Finish up with the girls, 152 pounds there. The lone match going on down there now. Two-point lead for Haley Kruger of Lomira over Kara Kugi. I'm sorry, Haley Kruger from New London over Kara Kugi from Lomira. You've done well. There's a two-point takedown for Haley Kruger, and that's going to seal the deal for her with a 7-3 victory. Haley Kruger from New London, and she is a two-time state champion. Haley Kruger wins the title at 152 for the girls. 175-pound weight class for the boys, Jake Stoffel of Appleton North with a 6-2 win in the final. Justin Klinkner of Two Rivers takes Division II over Mauston DeCetus Espen Swears 3-0. And David Moline of Aquinas wins his second title, the senior, with a 7-5 win in the championship. We'll have more in a moment from Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brouhaha Roasters uses superior beans, grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
A reminder, the Richland Center wrestling team will be heading back home, and there will be a welcome home gathering at the intersection of Main and Seminary in Richland Center. That's the courthouse corner at 10 o'clock tonight. You're invited to come out. Bring some signs, make some noise. Welcome back, coaches Silas Coleman and Darren Gunderson, and three state place winners back to Richland Center at 10 o'clock gathering downtown. The three place winners, senior Sheik Perkins, who placed sixth, senior Emma Haiti, a fourth place showing, and junior Ethan Haiti, who is a state runner-up. Congratulations to the Hornets. Haley Kruger of New London wins the title at 152 just moments ago. Also from the area, placing his freshman, Brittany Petch of River Ridge. She was third here in this tournament. 165 earlier, Liam Cook of Kaukauna took the title in Division One. A couple of other area place winners, Eli Leonard of Mount Horta Barneveld, who wrestled last year at Sugar River. Leonard takes fourth, and Jackson Hughes of Unalaska is sixth in Division One. Division Two, the champion is Owen Wasley of St. Croix Central. From the area, place winners are Maddox Scoble of Darlington Blackhawk, a junior who placed third, and Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien, a senior who placed fifth. And in Division Three, at 165, Cade Rule of Mineral Point wins the championship. He is a three-time state qualifier, takes the title. Also from the area, Emerson Mowen, a senior from Iowa Grand Highland, places third at 165 in Division Three. For the girls, we're now up to 165, and that means eighth-seeded Kaylee Davis of Belmont Flatville is out there. She is a junior, taking on somebody she probably knows pretty well, senior Rachel Schauer of Fenimore, the second seed, and Rachel is unbeaten on the season. For the boys, we're up to 190 pounds, and one match is already over? How did that happen so fast?
I'm not really sure.
There's only 3 seconds off the clock. Connor Mirasola just won his fourth state title at the expense of Ethan Winkleman.
I didn't see it. Winkleman's walking off the mat there. He's from Hudson.
How can you get pinned in 3 seconds?
I don't think they even wrestled.
Ethan Winkleman heads to the locker room, and Connor Mirasola of West Bend West takes the championship. He is a four-time state titleist. Nobody's done it quicker than that. Division II at 190, Silas Daly of Plymouth, the reigning state champ, against Wyatt Ingham of Amory, and quickly over to Division III. This one is almost over,
and it is. Yeah, 1 minute, 12-second pin there for Matthew Roach of Ladysmith, as he defeats Tyson Marston from Aquinas. Quick pin for him.
Martin, the sophomore, is a state runner-up. We thought 112 was fast for a pin here in the state finals, but whatever hell happened over there on mat number one in Division One, somebody's going to have to explain to me. Nonetheless, congratulations there. Aquinas has two state champs, and Jake Fitzpatrick and David Moline. But the sophomore, Tyson Martin, finishes second, and it's a disappointing end to his sophomore season. He finishes at 41-4. Congratulations to Matthew Roach of Ladysmith, the Division III champ.
They just brought it up. Connor Mirasola wins by injury default. I think Winkleman just went out there to shake hands and congratulate him, but he was limping a little bit, but they show it as an injury default 4 seconds into the match.
Okay. Well, you know, that makes sense. And if that's the case, hats off to Winkleman
exactly.
For making the appearance instead of just heading home and being respectful about it, too. Good for him.
So we'll have to do, why don't we do Kaylee Davis from Belmont Platteville.
And Rachel Schauer of Fenimore?
All right, and they're down there. They're into the second period. No score on the board. Rachel Schauer from Fenimore is the number 2-seeded wrestler. Kaylee Davis from Belmont Platteville is the number 8-seeded wrestler. Not for sure, but probably one of the lowest-seeded wrestlers in the tournament that's wrestling in the championship round here. 1:31 to go in the second period and no score. And it looks like Schauer is in the top side here as they get reset. Davis is in the bottom position. And Davis is trying to sit out there, but she gets caught in a chin drop. As well as got a tight lock on that head there, looking for a pin. And she tried to cinch it up there. Meanwhile, Davis is trying to bridge out of that, but she's not going to be able to. It's going to be a pin in 2 minutes and 50 seconds for Rachel Schauer of Fenimore.
That's Fenimore's third state champ tonight on the heels of a couple of the boys, Ian Trapp and Kristen Stelch. And Evan Gross is looming somewhere in the Kohl Center waiting for his chance. At 285 pounds. Pin time there was
250
for Rachel Schauer.
So we got one left to do, Bill. Silas Daly from Plymouth and Wyatt Ingham from Amory. We have a 3-3 match here. He just got a takedown with Ingham from Amory to tie it up. And we're into the second period, 42 seconds to go. So this is our last choice here for this round. Again, this is Division II. 190-pound championship match. 40 seconds to go with 3-3 tie.
Rachel Schauer was second last year in this same weight class, and we saw her win up at the Bi-State as well. So she's had a fine season, unbeaten at 25-0, a senior and a state champion for Fenimore.
Ms. Daly from Plymouth gets the one-point escape. With about 20 seconds left in the period, he's going to get the lead here as they work towards the end of this period with just about 10 seconds to go. And they are going to end the second period with a 4-3 lead for Silas Daly from Plymouth. It's going to be Ingham's choice. Ingham is going down here. Get 2 minutes set back on the clock as Ingham is down by one and down on the mat. Daly will cover. Off the whistle, Ingham pops right up to his feet. Breaks that hand control, but Daly drops back down to the leg, and he's trying to kick out of it. Ingham's got to be careful. And there's the stalling against Daly as Ingham is trying to cut the corner here, maybe looking for a reversal. And Daly is hanging on to that leg for everything he's got. And we're going to have a stalemate. So 1:30 on the clock, third period, 4-3 lead for Daly. Daly is in the top position here as we move along through this match. Off the whistle, Ingham comes up to his feet. Again, grabs them hand, good hand control. Spreads them apart, turns and faces, and gets the escape tied up 4-4. Now somebody's going to have to score a takedown here to win this match. There's the shot by Ingham as he's going to get the takedown at the edge of the mat. And they're going to go off and have to get reset with the lead here now for Ingham of Amory. 6-4, 107 on the clock.
Ingham of Amory competing in his fourth state championship. Or in his fourth state tournament, he was third as a freshman at 120 pounds. And now wrestling at 190. State champ last year. A 3-time state placement. Make it 4.
Well, he's going to be 4. There's no doubt about that. So under a minute to go, and he's up 6-4. Up 6-5 now as Daly gets the escape. And Daly's trying to get the single leg as he's in low on it, up through the crotch here, trying to get a high crotch single, but Ingham is hanging on there, trying not to give that up, and he's got to hold on for a one-point lead. Now he's in better position as he's trying to cut the corners, got the ankle, doing a cross face here, down to 15 seconds, and we're going to have another stalemate.
Couple of state champs battling each other here in the state final.
6-5. Final seconds, 15 on the clock. There's the attempt again for Daly. Good head snap or head slap there by Ingham. And that is the final, 6-5, Wyatt Ingham of Amory.
So the champions at 190 pounds. In Division One, Connor Marisola of West Bend West, his fourth title. Division Two, Wyatt Ingham of Amory wins his second. And in Division Three, Matthew Rhodes of Ladysmith is the state titleist there. And in the girls' 165-pound weight class, Rachel Schauer of Fenimore, a senior, is the state champion in that bracket. Well, a couple of weight classes to go. We'll be happy to bring them to you. Stick around. Come back. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric tools and accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout modular storage system and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center, with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Moments ago, Rachel Schauer of Fenimore wins the title for the girls at 165. From the area, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville, a junior, places second. And Sophia Vecino of Sun Prairie East West takes third at 165 pounds. For the boys, 175, Jake Stoffel of Appleton North is the champion in Division One. Division Two, Justin Klinkner of Two Rivers wins the title. From the area, Espen Swears of Moss and Mesita is second, and Mason Lane of Lodi places fourth. And in Division Three, the champion David Raleen of Aquinas from the area, senior Riley Wanick of Riverdale in his second state tournament appearance, places sixth for the Riverdale season. We have reached the penultimate weight classes. For the girls, that means 185. And in the finals, the top seed is freshman Brooke Huffman of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, unbeaten at 40-0. She goes against the second seed, Ella Creighton of Badger. This is the weight class where sophomore Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca finished third. We've moved to the 215-pound weight class for the boys. Division One, Aiden Sinclair of Milton. Looks for his second state championship. He is unbeaten at 36-0. He takes on sophomore Garrett Kaczynski of Port Washington, the number two seed. Division Two at 215, Ian Smith of Northwestern, a defending state champion, goes against Chase Mathias of Two Rivers, top two seed, the battle of seniors there. And in Division Three at 215, Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor, a reigning state champion, takes on Joe Schroeder of Cedar Grove, Belgium. I think we've been saying Schroeder, but there's no R in there. It's Schroeder.
Schroeder, yep.
Got it. You want to do that one?
Yes, sir. We see Blair Taylor a couple times throughout the year. Traditionally, this year we didn't see him at the Ithaca Western Tournament because obviously it was canceled. But, yeah, returning here to the championship round, he is. Number one seeded Joe Schroeder is third. There's the first attempt at a takedown by Schroeder as he gets around the leg. And he's trying to come up over the head, but they're going to go off the mat as Stremick hits the hard surface. Pops right up and he's okay. Minutes to go in the first period here. No score. Battling inside here, working for their head ties. Has a pin in the girls there already.
Brooke Huffman, the outstanding freshman, stays unbeaten. She's 41-0.
Like a 1 minute, 18 second pin.
Got it.
Meanwhile, Jackson Tremec and Joe Schroeder, 30 seconds to go with no score. There's a hip toss, fake throw there for Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor. He's going to end up with a five-point move at least if he does not get the pin. He does get the pin. It's going to be 1 minute and 45 seconds pin for Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor.
Well, he's the only state champion Blair Taylor has had, and he's done it twice. Congratulations to Jackson Tremec. He didn't win the Lee Griffin Invitational this year at Kickapoo High School in Biola. He was sick and wasn't able to wrestle. But he wins a state title, his second. Congratulations to him. I think it's the BT on the singlet.
That's right. That oh, BT.
Really,
those initials.
Yep.
Strong initials.
Love those initials.
How about we do Ian Smith now? As we've seen Ian earlier, he's the one that defeated Pete Perkins earlier in the tournament. He's from Northwestern. He's up against number two seeded Chase Mathias. Two Rivers, another wrestler from Two Rivers here.
Two Rivers has already claimed two state titles, one for the girls, Angie Bianchi, and one for the boys, Justin Klinkner.
Well, Aiden Sinclair from Milton, he's up 6-3 over Garrett Kaczynski. Kaczynski is from Port Washington. 1-0 lead for Ian Smith as he obtained the escape here to start the second period. Ian's working that Russian tie as Mathias pulls out of that. He tries to go over the top with a head snap. Now drops down for a chance at a single leg. He has to retreat as Smith himself was trying to chase down that ankle. Got head ties there in the center. Just under a minute to go in this match. I'm sorry, in this period. He's working inside here. Not much action at the 215-pound match here for takedown. The head ties and
hand ties. Down to 20 seconds in this period. There's in on a single leg attempt is Mathias. He does not reach that as he chases Smith off the edge of the mat. Closing seconds here this period. Down to five with a 1-0 lead for Smith. And there's the whistle. Place is going to be Mathias. Yes, Mathias and Ian Smith will take the top side. Mathias chooses down. We're into the third period now. Still a 1-0 lead for Smith of Northwestern. Mathias almost got away there, but they run off the mat.
If you're just joining us, Dodgeville has four state champions this year, all in the lightweight. Shane Rashawn, Aachen Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley. For Peterson, it's his second title. For both Might and Spurley, their third. Also from the area, Owen Seffrud of Darlington Blackhawk wins the title. Cade Rule of Mineral Point is a state champion. So is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. A total of three wrestlers so far from Fenimore, Ian Kraft, Kristen Stelt, and Rachel Schauer. Those are our state champs from the area so far.
Chase Matthews got an escape to tie it up. Darn near had a takedown, but he ends up giving up a takedown. So Smith is now up 3-1, just over a minute to go. Chase Matthews of Two Rivers had a good deep single leg, just couldn't finish it. And Smith ends up coming out on top. As they go off the mat, they'll have to re-center here in the middle of the mat. Aiden Sinclair is out 16-8 with 35 seconds in that mat. And Smith gets set as he covers Mathias. Mathias comes up, gets the escape. Under a minute to go now. Up by one is Ian Smith from Northwestern, a senior, 18-0. Chase Matthews, also a senior, with a record of 39-0. Much action here still in the 215-pound match. Our Division I has come to a close there, a final 16-8. Aiden Sinclair of Milton.
He is a three-time state champion.
Last match in this round is still Ian Smith, Chase Matthews. 10 seconds to go. 1-point lead for Smith. Mathias continues to get attempts at takedowns, but just not able to finish anything. And we're going to end this match with a 3-2 victory for Ian Smith of Northwestern.
And Ian Smith wins his second state title. Your champion, the match is just completed for the girls at 185. Brooke Huffman, a freshman from Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. 215 in Division I, Aiden Sinclair of Milton wins his third state title. In Division II, Ian Smith of Northwestern, his second state title. And in Division III, Jackson Kremick of Blair Taylor wins his second state championship. Take a quick look at some of the place winners from weight classes just completed. Brooke Huffman of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood winning that title at 185. That's the weight class where Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca took third earlier. At 190, Connor Mirasola of West Bend West is a four-time state champion. The weight class includes a freshman from Reed Falk of Middleton, who placed fifth. Division II at 190, the champion Wyatt Ingham of Amory, a two-time state champ. In this weight class, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawks placed fourth, and Hayden Gillen of Boston Mesita fifth. And at 190 pounds, Matthew Rose of Ladysmith wins the title. From the area, Tyson Martin of Aquinas is second, and Wyatt Honan of Fenimore third. Also, from Parkview, Albany, Sam Swingles finishes sixth, Division III at 190. Our final championship weight classes coming up after these messages. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction, design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
I don't know if our talking David Werman would do any good. The music is so loud here at the Kohl Center. But we have reached the final weight classes for the girls. That means 235 pounds, where junior Madison Burns of Ashland is here. She's pinned three opponents in 15, 32, and 49 seconds in the final. Her opponent is three seed Olivia Davey of Berlin High School. And one of the coaches over there in the Berlin sideline is two-time state qualifier from Richland Center, Ryan Dobbs. We've seen him plenty during this tournament. Wish him well. Olivia Davey's got her work cut out for her, though. Madison Burns, pretty tough for Ashland. For the boys, 285 in Division I, Cole Mirasola of West Bend West looks for his third state title. Brock Arndt of Appleton North is his opponent. Battle of the top two seeds there. Division II, Coy Hopke of Amory looks for his fourth state title. Two others have achieved that tonight. Standing in his way, Hunter Vanderheiden of Freedom. It's going to get noisy here. Vanderheiden, a 47-3 record as a junior. Coy Hopke, a senior, 37-2. And in Division III at 285, Evan Gratz of Fenimore looks for his second state title. His opponent, Vanden Hoffman, not Vanderheiden, Vanden Hoffman, and he's from Wyawega Fremont, a senior. Why don't I turn on your microphone? Here we go.
All right. Now the microphone's on. I guess I can talk.
I had to minimize the booming bass of that the sound system somehow.
Well, I'm glad you had the mic off because I was talking the same time you were before, so nobody heard me anyways. So Evan Gratz from Fenimore, as Bill mentioned, Vanden Hoffman, first name Vanden, last name Hoffman. Going at it here, 285-pound Division III, early in the match with no score. is.
Two matches are almost over already, David.
Yeah. There's the girls.
Madison Burns used just 44 seconds. And Ryan Dobbs is not jumping for joy.
Division 2 is a 49-second pin for Coy Hopke.
And the crowd shows its appreciation for another four-time state champion, Coy Hopke of Amory. 49 seconds.
We're down to the final two matches of the tournament, 2024. Evan Gratz is at a 0-0 tie. Cole Maricela, West Bend West, he's a 4-1 lead also. Coy Hopke, as Bill mentioned, is now a four-time state champion. Cole Maricela, West Bend Marisola, West Bend West, is looking for his third title.
And he's out to a 4-2 lead. Evan Gratz and Vanden Huffman.
Looks like injury time for Arndt down there on mat one. Gratz and Vanden Huffman are still at a 0-0 tie.
If you questioned whether or not that was the Appleton North wrestler, would you say, that isn't Arndt?
No.
I had to get one more in.
There you go. Well, looking at Evan Gratz versus Vanden Huffman, I would have to guess that Huffman is on the low end of a 285-pounder. Gratz got a little size on him. Gratz doesn't make it to many second periods, but he usually wins all his matches in the first period, so Vanden Huffman did a good job getting into the second period, but Gratz gets the first points with the escape. Gratz is taking control. He's got the overhook, and they're going to go off the mat, and Fenimore is going to get the stalling call there. I think the coaching staff helps out there a little bit, but they do get the stalling call as Hoffman goes off the mat. Let's get back to center and action continues here with 1:25 on the clock. Second period. Both seniors wrestling their final match here tonight. Fenimore has a team state dual meet coming up next week. There's the warning against Hoffman. He gives up a point for stalling. So it is going to be a 2-0 lead for Gratz. Hoffman doesn't want any business of that upper body stuff, but didn't have much of a choice here unless he's going to shoot a takedown. That's what Gratz is going to do.
Division 1, Cole Maricela of West Bend West, early in the second period, has a 4-2 lead over Brock Arndt as action has resumed.
Evan's got the overhook, it looks like. Gratz goes right after him, though, as Hoffman runs back to the center. Hoffman's got a circle, or he's going to give up another point. Stepping off the mat. Might have got a break there. Back to the action here as they reset in the middle. Gratz goes right to a head tie. Trying to get his underhook, but he goes with the overhook. Looking for more stalling points are the coaches from Fenimore.
I think they come to the corner looking for stalling points. You got a 250-pound guy pushing you out of bounds. I mean, what can you do?
Two seconds on the clock. It must be injury time here. Blood seconds to go in this first period. 2-0 lead for Gratz. Meanwhile, Cole Maricela still up 5-2 with 30 seconds to go in his second period. Gratz
getting the blood taken care of. He heads back out. Vandenhoffman's ready to go too. A couple seconds to run off the clock here. Formality. Go to the second period, third period. And Hoffman, Vandenhoffman will be down. Tripod's up to his feet. Scott tries to do a lift to return him. Granby roll attempt there by Hoffman. Strauss takes him right back to the mat.
Good job of staying with him.
Yeah, he certainly did stay with him. Hoffman's got some quickness there. And now it looks like we got blood again, so we'll have to stop it for blood.
Here, I was thinking these four matches could have all ended quickly, and two of them are in the third period.
Yeah, Marisol is up by 4:45 to go in his match.
Apparently, they're going to do a quick dismantle of things down there tonight. They're preparing for some sort of is there a basketball game or hockey or what is it?
I couldn't tell you what's going on, but I've heard about it, people talking about it. Back to Gratz and Hoffman. They're back at it. 2-1 lead now as Hoffman gets the escape. He's picking up a little intensity. He's trying to get a tie up there. He's got to stay out of that underhook. Gratz is looking for that underhook or an overhook, some sort of a body lock. I'm guessing some of the strategy here with Wyawega Fremont is to get to the third period, maybe to wear out Gratz, but I don't know that's going to work or not. Down by one, and Hoffman's not shooting takedown.
Gratz is on the offensive, but Hoffman right now doing a pretty good job of staying with him. Staying in the center circle, which is what he needs to do.
Yep.
Needs to shoot, though. You're right.
Got to score at least 8 points here. There's an attempt at a single leg. Gratz catches it, though. And they're going to work their way out of the mat there. Picked it up there a little bit. Did Hoffman. He's had a shot on a single leg.
Yep.
19 seconds to go. He's got to try something here as Gratz is leading 2-1. Wrestler from Wyawega Fremont.
You're not doing anything.
Wrestling this out, not going to worry about it. He will take the second place finish and be happy with that. 2-1 victory for Evan Gratz of Fenimore. And our last match, Division 1, 285, is on an injury timeout with a 7-3 lead going to Cole Mirasola.
Evan Gratz wins the state for the second time, and that's the fourth stadium for Fenimore here. Congratulations there. Put together a good tournament. Also had some other wrestlers here. Brooklyn Lowe placed fifth for the girls. And Wyatt Onan was third for the boys. That Mirasola match is down to 20 seconds.
And it's still 7-3 as action is picked up after that injury timeout. And the time is going to run out as Mirasol is going to easily hang on to a 7-3 victory, and he'll become a three-time state champion.
At 215 pounds, one of the place winners, Division One, the champion, Aiden Sinclair of Milton from the area, Jesus Gonzalez of Reedburg, is third, and Jackson Johnson of Sun Prairie fourth. Division II, Ian Smith of Northwestern is the champion from the area. Prairie du Chien, Blake Peary is third. And Team Perkins of Richland Center, sixth in Division II. Division III, the champion Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor from the area. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland is third. And Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, fifth in Division III. Weight class just completed. Your champions, Madison Burns of Ashland for the girls, 235. 285 in Division I. Cole Mirasola of West Bend West wins his third state championship. Coy Hopke of Amory in Division II wins his fourth title. And Evan Grotz of Fenimore in Division III becomes a two-time champion. We'll be back with more as we start to close things out from the 81st Annual Boys State Wrestling Tournament and the third annual for the girls. In a moment, this is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-893-1 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is Richland Center.
I want to remind you, if you're in the Richland Center area, you're invited to welcome back the Richland Center wrestling contingent as they come back from Madison. Teague Perkins was just awarded his sixth-place medal, so they might be a little bit past 10, but they're on their way, folks. You can welcome them downtown. 10 o'clock is the time for the gathering. I believe the Booster Club is helping put this together. Main and Seminary, downtown, near the courthouse. Bring signs. Be loud, they're saying. I don't live in the neighborhood, so go ahead. I won't be there anyway. They're going to beat me back now. Here we go. Here's how things went. Speaking of Richland Center, Ethan Hady of the Hornets, a junior, is the state runner-up. Emma Hady, his sister, a senior, places fourth in the girls' division. And Teague Perkins, a senior, bows out with a sixth-place finish at state. He, along with Ethan Hady, are both two-time place winners here at the state tournament. From the area, Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner was here. He won his opening round match, then lost a couple, failed to place. He's a junior. Hopefully he'll be back. Same can be said for Wyatt Knockreiner, a junior from River Valley, the only representative for the Blackhawks here at state this year. Short tournament for coaches Dan Makovic, TJ Wanicki, but they hope to bring a good contingent next year and good health to Noah Ratke as he attempts to return as well. Riverdale with some good place winners here at the state tournament. Sophomore Brody Meese is a runner-up. Sophomore Grant Matthews places third. Senior Riley Wanick bows out with a sixth-place medal here at state. And freshman Lakota Brewer made his debut here as well. From North Crawford, Seneca, two third-place medalists, Frankie Groom, a freshman, and Adriana Logue, a sophomore in the girls' tournament. Junior Jaron Grimsley was here as well for North Crawford, Seneca. Iowa Grand Highland had 7 wrestlers here at state. Every one of them placed between 2nd and 4th. Elliot Biba reached the finals, suffered his first loss of the season. He's a state runner-up for the 2nd time. Hunter Stevens, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moen, and Bodie Brockoff, 5 of them won their 3rd place matches, and Brock Kinderfin, a freshman, is 4th for Iowa Grand Highland. Mineral Point had 3 wrestlers in the finals. The last one got that state championship, Cade Rule, a junior at 165 pounds. And with that win, Mineral Point now surpasses Stoughton and has the most individual state wrestling championships with 56. Cade Rule, a champion. Delia Collins, a runner-up for the girls' team. And Rowan Carey, a junior, has been a state runner-up not once, not twice, but 3 time. Elliot Tite, also here at state for Mineral Point, the freshman, lost his preliminary round match. Dodgeville had 5 wrestlers here. Ava Lord, a junior in the girls' tournament, failed to place, but all 4 in the boys' tournament won state championship. Freshman Shane Rashad at 106 pounds, sophomore Hawken Peterson at 113 wins his 2nd title. Seniors Charlie Might and Reed Furley bow out with their 2nd, or make that their 3rd state championship each. Charlie Mike and Reed Burley. From the area, Kickapoo LaBarge Youth Initiative's Gianni Babel, Cash and Parker Milson, DeSoto Seth Greeno, all bowed out without placing here at state. For Royal Waniwak Center, Gunnar Wopat takes the 5th place medal. For New Lisbon, Reed Sawyer a 4th place medal, while teammate Alexander Radovich failed to place. Pecatonica Argyle has a state champion and Aiden Grunenfelder, while teammate Lucas Orloff placed 3rd. Darlington Blackhawk with 5 wrestlers here at state. Every one of them placed, including champion Owen Sefrud at 144 pounds. Both Goble brothers, Braylon and Maddox, placed 3rd, while Ethan Aird and Ross Trist were each 4th. Nick Ersland is 5th for Wisconsin Dells. Mauston Nacita with 3 place winners. Espen Swears is a runner-up. Drake Gazda places 4th, and Hayden Gillen 5th. Prairie du Chien with 7 wrestlers here at state, 5 of them placed. Drew Hurd and Blake Curry each with 3rd. Jeremiah Avery 5th. Both Drake Ingham and Jack Simmons 6th for Prairie du Chien. What a finals night for Fenimore. They had a total of 8 wrestlers here at state. They have 4 state champions, beginning with Ian Trapp, a senior at 144. Kristen Schelt followed suit with his 2nd title, 157. Rachel Schauer for the girls takes the title at 165, and Evan Gratz wins his 2nd title for Fenimore at 285. Stealth and Gratz now the only 2-time state champs for the Golden Eagles. It saw Wyatt Annan place 3rd, Tyler Zansevich 4th, Brooklyn Lowe 5th for Fenimore. Belmont Flatville has Kaylee Davis as the state runner-up in the girls' division. Dylan Regal failed to place. Westby with Kylie Plum, a 6th place showing, and Brittany Petch of River Ridge was a state runner-up as well. As far as individual highlights go, Connor Mirasola of West Bend West, Foy Hopke of Amory, Dawson Johnson of Cumberland all claimed their 4th state title, winning their 3rd state championships. Cole Mirasola of West Bend West, Aiden Sinclair of Milton, Wyatt Ducheteau of Arrowhead, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph, and the Dodgeville teammates, seniors Charlie Might and Reed Burley. A lot to hang our hat on in this tournament, David Werman. A lot of excitement. Evan Gratz now receives his poster, the winning, the medal, and all the awards have been handed out. David, a great tournament.
Yeah, it certainly was a great tournament. Locally, I think we did very well. Obviously, Dodgeville leading the way with 4 champions. Fenimore doing well. Mineral Point getting another champion to keep them in the lead of state champions for the history of Wisconsin wrestling. And locally, you know, Richland Center got 3 place winners, as you had mentioned.
For the first time since 2002.
Yeah, so, and every wrestler that was a chance at a 4-time or a 3-time all succeeded, so
yep.
You can't ask for a better state tournament. It was good wrestling, and it was nice to see.
We were told that there was a state record attendance here at the Cole Center this weekend of over 64,200 fans. So A lot of people came. A lot of people saw good wrestling. And we kind of got used to a new vantage point.
I don't know if we're used to it,
we're trying.
We're doing it.
All right. Well, congratulations to all the winners and everybody that made it down here. And shout out to all the seniors in our area in particular that came this close and provided us with a lot of memories over the years, a lot of good memories as we have enjoyed calling high school wrestling on